Chapter 1. A Meeting in Miami. James Bond, British Secret Intelligence Agent No. 007, was sitting in the International Transit Lounge at Miami Airport. He was drinking bourbon whiskey. Bond had arrived in Miami earlier that day after completing a dangerous mission in Mexico. Now it was evening, and he was waiting to catch the next plane to New York. Suddenly, an announcement came from the airport's loudspeaker system. Transamerica Airlines regrets to announce that there is a delay on flight TR-618 to New York. This is because there is a technical problem on the aircraft. The new departure time will be at 8 a.m. Please will all passengers for flight TR-618 go to the Transamerica ticket counter. Arrangements will be made for them to stay in a hotel tonight. Thank you. Bond finished his whiskey. What should he do? Should he try and get a seat on another flight? Or should he stay the night in Miami? He looked out of the window. It was getting late. Beneath the dark purple evening sky, tiny lights were sparkling on the airport's runways. Bond heard footsteps approaching. They stopped at his side. He glanced up and saw a well-dressed, middle-aged man who looked a little embarrassed. "Excuse me, but are you Mr. Bond? James Bond?"
"Yes."
"Well, I'm surprised to meet you here." The man held out his hand, and Bond stood up slowly and shook it. "My name is Junius DuPont," said the middle-aged man, smiling. "You probably don't remember me, but we've met before. May I sit down?"
Bond looked more closely at Mr. DuPont.
The man was about 50 years old, with a smooth pink face. He was dressed in an expensive suit, the kind of suit that American millionaires wear. Yes, Bond had met him before. But where and when?
"We met in France in 1951, in the casino at Royal Les Eaux," said Mr. DuPont. "You were playing in an important game of cards. My wife and I were sitting next to you."
Of course. Bond had been playing cards against a famous French gambler, and he'd beaten him and won a huge amount of money.
"Yes, of course I remember," he said, smiling. "I'm pleased that we've met here by chance."
"We must have a drink together," said Mr. DuPont. "What will you have?"
"Bourbon with ice, please."
Mr. DuPont called a waitress and ordered drinks.
"I was sure that I recognized you," he continued. "I was flying on the Transamerica flight to New York tonight, too. When they announced the delay, I saw the look of disappointment on your face. I went to the ticket counter and checked the names on the passenger list, and there was your name, James Bond."
The waitress brought the drinks. Suddenly, Mr. DuPont leant forward in his seat and looked around the room. Although the tables near them were empty, he talked quietly so that only Bond could hear.
"Mr. Bond, after that card game, I heard some things about you. I heard that you weren't only an excellent card player, but that you were also a kind of private investigator, a secret agent."
Bond looked at Mr. DuPont and spoke carefully.
"Well, I did a little of that kind of work after the war," he said. His cool, gray-blue eyes did not show his feelings. "But now I work for a company called Universal Export."
Universal Export was not a real company, but Bond couldn't tell people the truth, so he pretended that he was employed by Universal. In fact, he worked for the British government. He was a member of the British Secret Intelligence Service. James Bond was one of the best secret agents in the SIS. Only the very best agents had work names which began with 00. A secret agent whose work name began with 20 was always sent on the most difficult and dangerous missions, and sometimes he was ordered to kill enemies of his country. He also had permission to kill people who attacked him. James Bond, Agent 007, had a license to kill. Bond glanced at his watch. Mr. DuPont looked quickly at his own watch, too.
7 o'clock already," he said. "Listen, Mr. Bond, I have a problem, and I'd like your advice. I own a hotel here in Miami, and I'd like to invite you to stay there tonight. You can have the best suite in the hotel. What do you say?
Bond didn't have anything to do in Miami until he caught a plane to New York.
What kind of rich man's problem does Mr. DuPont have? He asked himself.
Does he have trouble with women, or gangsters, or is he being blackmailed?
Whatever it is, it might be interesting. So Bond decided to accept the invitation.
All right, Mr. DuPont, I'll stay in your hotel, and I'll help you, he said.
Thank you, Mr. Bond. But first, let's go and have dinner. Do you like crabs?
Very much, said Bond.
Well, I'll take you to a restaurant called Bill's on the Beach, which has wonderful crabs. I often eat there.
The two men went downstairs to the front of the airport. Mr. DuPont's car, a shiny Chrysler Imperial, was waiting outside. Immediately, his driver ran forward and opened the doors.
Bond stepped inside the luxurious car. Bill's on the Beach was a very expensive restaurant, and it was clear that Mr. DuPont was a regular customer. The manager immediately welcomed Mr. DuPont and took him and Bond to a table which was in the best position. Bond drank a vodka martini, his favorite cocktail, while Mr. DuPont ordered crabs cooked in butter and bottles of pink champagne. When the food came, it was one of the most delicious meals that Bond had ever eaten.
"Have you ever played the card game Canasta, Mr. Bond?" asked Mr. DuPont as they sat drinking coffee.
"Yes. It's a good game. I like it."
"I like it, too. I've been playing Canasta for many years, and I'm a very experienced player. But this week, I've lost $25,000 playing Canasta. What do you think about that?"
"Well," said Bond, "if you've been playing with the same man, he's been cheating you."
"That's what I think, too," said Mr. DuPont. "But I've watched him carefully, and I can't find out how he's cheating. There aren't any special marks on the cards. He never tries to look at the cards in my hand, but he just keeps winning and winning."
Bond was interested in everything about cards and gambling.
$25,000 is a lot of money, he said. "Haven't you won at all?"
"No. As soon as a game starts going well for me, the man puts down exactly the right cards and beats me. It's as if he knows which cards I have in my hand."
"Are there any mirrors in the room where you play?" asked Bond. "Perhaps he can see your cards reflected in a mirror."
"No, he can't see a reflection of my cards in a mirror," replied Mr. DuPont. "We never play in a room. We always play outside. He says that he wants to stay in the sun and get a suntan. So he only wants to play cards in the mornings and afternoons. We never play in the evenings."
"What's this man's name?" asked Bond.
"Goldfinger."
"What's his first name?"
"Auric. That means golden, doesn't it?"
said Junius DuPont.
"He certainly looks golden. He's got hair as red as fire."
"What's his nationality?"
"British," DuPont replied. "He's not married. He's 42. And he works as a broker. I found out this information by looking at Goldfinger's passport. I own the Floridiana Hotel where he's staying, so I asked our hotel detective to show the passport to me."
"What does Goldfinger buy and sell?"
"I asked him," replied DuPont, "but he just said, oh, anything. He doesn't like answering questions."
"Has he got a lot of money?"
"He's extremely rich. He's one of the richest millionaires in the world. I asked my bank to investigate him. He keeps all his money in the form of gold bars and moves them around to different countries."
Junius DuPont stared at Bond for a few moments.
"I've never forgotten meeting you in the casino at Royal Azot," he said. "I remember how you took risks as you gambled, and I remember that you stayed so cool as you played. You never looked nervous or worried. Mr. Bond, I'll pay you $10,000 to stay in my hotel. I want you to find out how this man Goldfinger is cheating me."
"That's a very good offer," said Bond. He thought for a few minutes. "But I have to fly to New York tomorrow night."
"If you play your usual card games tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon, I should have enough time to find out the answer. Is that okay?" That's fine, said Mr. DuPont.